We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
I'll always want you to listen. Every day from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. And I want you to keep listening because Dom Salvi is up next on this fine network. He's got that great program that follows mine also every Monday through Friday, but his is from 4 to 6 p.m. Today, to close out this Thursday's episode, I got Tom Paulswitz with me, my special guest co-host on Thursdays, as well as Jess P.S. running the board. I wanted to talk about people that are cruel. Mm-hmm. And I have since the new year shared with people often basically what my three whys are. Why did I enter public service? Why do I get so fired up? Why do I try so super hard every day? Why do I care about the things that I do in the way that I do? And I have three. One, I have always hated bullies.
Yes.
And to me, bullies have always been very cruel. And I hate bullies. I hate the cruelty, especially when it comes from someone who is in a power, in a place with a lot of power, a lot of authority, a lot of wealth. I hate bullies. The second thing is, I want people to tell the truth. I want us to do that fearlessly. I want to get things right. And thirdly, I want things to work better. And those are my whys. But in that space of that first why, I absolutely detest bullies, and I've always detested the cruelty that is always the stock in trade of the bully. I came across this past week the remarks by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a man of incredible wealth himself, his family incredibly wealthy. The governor of Illinois, he was the commencement speaker at Northwestern University in 2023. Let's take a listen to what JB had to say about cruelty.
The best way to spot an idiot: look for the person who is cruel. Let me explain. When we see someone who doesn't look like us or sound like us or act like us or love like us or live like us, the first thought that crosses almost everyone's brain is rooted in either fear or judgment or both. That's evolution. We survived as a species by being suspicious of things that we aren't familiar with. In order to be kind, we have to shut down that animal instinct and force our brain to travel a different pathway. Empathy and compassion are evolved states of being. They require the mental capacity to step past our most primal urges. This may be a surprising assessment because somewhere along the way in the last few years, our society has come to believe that weaponized cruelty is part of some well-thought-out master plan. Cruelty is seen by some as an adroit cudgel to gain power. Empathy and kindness are considered weak. Many important people look at the vulnerable only as rungs on a ladder to the top. I'm here to tell you that when someone's path through this world is marked with acts of cruelty, they have failed the first test of an advanced society. They never forced their animal brain to evolve past its first instinct. They never forged new mental pathways to overcome their own instinctual fears. And so, their thinking and problem solving will lack the imagination and creativity that the kindest people have in spades. Over my many years in politics and business, I have found one thing to be universally true: the kindest person in the room is often the smartest.
I think as we roll into Valentine's Day and yes, we consider these major policy questions, I think it's incumbent upon us as citizens, but especially upon those who consider themselves people of faith, who may even call themselves Christians, to think about who they are treating cruelly and who they are treating with kindness. And does it reveal something about your own biases? Your thoughts, Tom?
Well, and that is the exact filter I've been using to watch the last 3 weeks.
Mm.
Is really looking at, did it have to be done in this cruel way if you really wanted to move toward what you think was whatever you describe as a mandate, right? Because all of this could have been done over time, fair warning, given people an understanding of this is where we're going. But to me, the purpose of the cruelty was create fear.
Yeah.
And
to
that is the most
fear and to punish.
And to me, that is the most disappointing thing that more people aren't seeing and are disgusted by. Because to let people die, to leave food to rot, to upend people's lives just because you can, that's not leadership.
It's shameful.
Yes.
And it's stupid. In J.B. Pritzker's words, the cruelest people are often the biggest idiots. I don't care how many billions you have. If that's your modus operandi, I say shame on you. But let's end with some thanks. My thanks to Tom for joining me this afternoon. My thanks to each and every one of you. My thanks to you, Jess, my senior producer, Jamie. I've got a couple days off coming up, so have a wonderful long weekend if you are fortunate to have some time off. We got a very special pre-record for Valentine's Day for you tomorrow, folks. You're
nice.
Just going to want to check that content out. My name is Maggie Dawn. You got Dom Salvia up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together against cruelty and for love and respect.